Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome back, infiltrators, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Laffian looks for cause, Rao becomes giant, Squash asks for mercy on the people of the town, and Zoltana is thrilled to learn of new life. Laffian locates Claws after she was taken, and receives information about what they need to do to reunite the planes of existence. The team sneak into a town with no color in order to gain access to Dating's lair within the Baranya, and are presented with what looks like a familiar obstacle. What happened to the colors? What is the River of Souls doing here? And how much more must they endure before reaching Dachin? I guess you're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
It's about 2 a.m. You, your companions, are all on the other side of this narrow beam that spanned across a 30-foot-wide underground river filled with the souls of the lost and the damned. What do you want to do?
How many lost and damned are there?
Hey, what's that water there?
You could do an intelligence check, but my honest answer is a lot. A lot.
Are there like clear-cut sins in this world, or do the gods just kind of go you, like, or is this like a Dachin just said you definitely you?
That remains to be seen in the greater lore of the world, which you can choose to look into right now if you wish.
Nope, not right now.
Okay, good choice. You can on the way back after having...
You can spend all the rest of your fucking resources answering Ross' question of what the water is. Or you can go do the thing you came down here to do.
I spend all my psi points to speak with the dead. I can't even do that ability.
Water's already pretty much screwed us because it took us resources.
Mm-hmm. Oof, so much. Squash wants to look around a little bit for alternative paths, hidden, anything in this area. He's got a feeling that like the beam is something that Dachin can just kind of jump past, move past, but there might be something in the future where he uses to like cut shortcut through the area.
You can take a perception check. And while you're doing that, I will fill in what this side of the area looks like. You're all on a fairly large ledge on this side of the river, and you can see that there is this kind of very wide but low passageway that goes forward, and then it obviously dips down further into the earth as it curves. What did you get?
23.
You don't see any obvious, like, pull this lever and it gets wider, or, like, you know, activate this magical charm and then suddenly this whole thing becomes a very wide bridge. You see nothing of that on a 23.
All right. I guess it's just moving forward now.
I think from this point forward, we need to be very cautious when it comes to more traps, because I can only imagine what else awaits us. Watching for traps.
Yeah.
Okay, who's taking the lead?
Squash.
I don't know what's happening, but I will.
Okay.
All right.
Squash riding Zoltana's back.
I think surely this hallway is more than one Zoltana wide.
It is wide. It's just low. Yeah. So for those of you who are in the taller category of beings in this group, you're going to have to duck. Helsid for sure is kind of like doing that thing where, like, she's almost on her knees crawling through because she's very tall.
V?
Damez is also struggling a lot. Yeah.
How tall is Dachin?
6.5 feet.
Okay, something's not adding up here. Before we go down the tunnel, hold the fuck up. Laffian's gonna start, like, pouring over the fucking wall around the entrance, like, along this cliff face thing here. No. Dachin is not the type to bend his back. Dachin is too fucking, like, stick up his ass to ever bend.
Mm-hmm. Take an investigation check if you're trying to find some others as to why this is, like, particularly low.
That is a 21.
To your eyes, it is, now that you're, like, specifically looking at it, you can see that the rocks around aren't 100% in alignment, as in, like, here is a vein of something that goes through it, and it's, like, maybe, you know, an eighth of an inch out, like, at the absolute most. So this does move, but you can't find out how that works.
Okay. There's something weird here. I can't figure out what or how or why. So I'm going to say this. If at any point any of you see the wall start moving, I want you to yell, and then we start running.
Which direction?
We kind of have to go forward. We don't really have much choice otherwise.
Let me go over this area again. I had a suspicion, but you are very much feeding into my paranoia that this is about to get real dark.
Well, okay, so Squash, if you look right here, where there's this little bit of vein here, where you can see there's kind
yes,
of like more of an orange.
Yes, you can have advantage. You fucks.
Wi-Fi high five.
They did high fives on camera. This is so sad.
Visual gags for a podcast.
Visual gags for an audio world.
How long have we been doing this, folks?
20 years.
Feels like it.
This September.
I rolled a 30 with an advantage.
Yes. As you kind of look around these things and you begin to, like, trace around that kind of, like, one vein of mineral that's, like, shifted ever so slightly, you follow it around, you do find that kind of as you lean slightly off the edge of the ledge with accompanying from, like, half a dozen people with your traveling companions, you can see that there is basically like an elf-sized handprint in the wall, ever so subtly. That's what you find linking those.
Hmm. Demi, do you think this is just a pressure plate, or do you think this needs magic?
I don't see any magical runes, I don't see any magical markings on it, and you can feel like she hovers her hand near the edge of it. I don't feel any magic coming off it, but I can't be 100% sure because I can't see the magic right now, but yeah, I don't think so. I wouldn't have thought so, though he could be very easily hiding his markings right now. Like, I would not put that past him.
Squash is doing his absolute best to reach down to touch it, and I'm assuming it's a real stretch.
There is an elf-sized hand that is grabbing your ankle.
Oh, maybe I should have asked somebody else. Ah, there we go.
Not dealing with this again.
Raw lost 7 hit points to claustrophobia when you started fearing the walls as well.
You know, I'm starting to think
over
maybe
the river Styx, it's fine.
Maybe we should have had sanity in this campaign.
So as far as I think, I think you're probably right. I think it probably is some sort of mechanical trap plate type thing. I don't think it's magic based because I can't see or feel anything. So I'm going to guess it's magic. So I mean, I have a hand that's pretty similar-ish. And you see her like leaning extended over. She's still quite short as well. Like,
okay. How?
Okay. I don't think my hand. Like, I'm a little bit too short for this, I think. And I think his hand's a little bit bigger than mine.
Lafian.
Yep, I got it. One of you, beefy folk, can you just do me a favor? Just grab onto the coattail or something, please.
Halsif just grabs like the biggest handful of her cloak. Like there's nothing.
She reaches over herself. Through various holding onto Lafian and making sure that he doesn't fall into the river Styx, Damez is excluded from this by Damie's like chortle of laughter. Like, no. You push in and you think it just feels unbelievably cold as you press that area. It feels different from the rest of the rock. And as you pull your hand away, all of you hear this very loud scratching, clunking mechanical sound as you hear rock scraping against rock, as you see this partition about
6.5 feet high.
No. You hear the rock scraping against rock as it pulls itself upwards, and the entire area gets kind of bigger, like in the taller dimension, by about 2 foot. So it's definite happy walking size if you're 7 feet. And as you continue looking down this, those of you with dark vision, you see that the ceiling itself begins to tilt upwards, and you realize that it got smaller and smaller the further in that you went.
And now I'm glad I questioned it.
So, good thought.
Well, I figured, to be completely honest, Dachin's too full of himself to ever bend his back for anything.
I don't know. I think Dachin kisses ass among the best of them.
Yes, but he does it while standing.
True. He gets them a stool.
He raises others just to raise himself later on.
Okay, all this brevity and stuff, I think we should probably... Yeah, like...
Let's keep going. We can hit on Dachin along the way.
Yeah.
So, Sultana in the lead?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
Why the hell would I not be?
To be fair, you also have dark vision. As all of you are making your way along with Zoltana in the lead, one step behind her are Damaz and Helsif, and you feel their very strong presence behind you. Up ahead of you, after about a 30-minute walk down this kind of very wide tunnel, this very tall tunnel that's now been made, y'all can walk like a couple of people apart, no problem. Ahead of you, you see an area of ground that is filled with a lot of small rocks and debris. And the further you walk and the closer to the edge of this pile of rocks and pebbles, you realize that there looks like a cave-in ahead of you. You can't see to the other side of this tunnel because of these very large rocks and boulders that have fallen.
We approach the apparent cave-in?
It's still apparently a cave-in. There are some very big rocks bigger than Squash, and there are some much, much smaller rocks. Smaller than Squash.
I pick up a pebble and I throw it at the rocks. Does it phase through? Is it an illusion?
It is not an illusion. As you pick up and try and interact with it, you feel, you hear, you sense that this is indeed real rocks.
I do not have anything that can mold or shape rocks or earth. I mean, I can make... I'm assuming Helsif is already, like, bending over in the tunnel, since it did get that much higher.
Helsif is, like, she's able to stand tall, but if there's, like, a little, like, dipping of rock in the ceiling, she has to duck just a little bit, but otherwise she seems to be walking okay.
How impossible does this cave-in look?
Take a survival check or an investigation check, or you could pray to your deity of choice. In this case, the only one who could listen would be Zoltana. yeah, y'all can look in whatever way you wish.
I'll take a survival because that is a rare skill to get to roll. Okay. Oh, fuck it. No, wait. I didn't have advantage on anymore. All right, cool. 23.
You can tell that this cave-in was fairly recent. You can just tell that there's no like real dust settling. You still see like there are little bits of like particles in the air of the stuff coming down. From what you can tell, and like looking through and just like maybe moving a rock or two, you can tell this probably isn't very deep. Mm. It's not a very wide section that collapsed. And looking up and around, you can see that this was rigged to collapse.
Oh. This was made to come down. Did it come down when we activated the ceiling?
You didn't hear anything. Your experiences would teach you that no, that's not the case.
Yeah. I don't have anything smarter than to just start digging at this, so...
Digging at what?
The cave-in.
Right, okay, cave-in, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, if that's going to take some time to do that, I'm just going to sit down for a while. I've had like two very, 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 very long days where I didn't really get any much rest and sleep, and then we're doing this. So I'm just going to sit down and have that like that nice like, and then you just grab hold of me and I'll stop walking forward again. Okay, great. And she just immediately sits down and like throws her head back against the wall.
Okay.
How long has this been?
This is very recent. This came down recently, but I can't see another way around. I mean, would I have gotten a feeling that there might be a different way around this? This doesn't feel that deep, so I think it's basically just Dayton throwing like shit at us to slow us down at this point.
More than likely.
Yeah.
I tried to go to the stalking early and it didn't work, so I don't know if I'll have any better luck trying to get there to get through this. And then I don't know if I'll be able to get everyone else over there too.
I think we just need to Elise, start.
Yeah, Elise pipes up and she says, I don't think that there's any way to get into the stalking out while we're here at all. So maybe those of us who might not be as useful in this might want to take a little bit of a rest. I could regain back some of my energies and be a bit more useful when we find Daichin and whatever is going on there. Does anyone else need that kind of a rest? And she kind of looks over at Lafian and she kind of like gestures in your head direction. Like, do you need more? I don't know how you regain your energies, and that would be very cool and interesting to learn. I'm just thinking that maybe we should play to our strengths here.
It takes a lot longer than a small rest for me to be able to gain any of my abilities back.
Oh.
I think I may have a better way to get us across. The only thing is it will definitely kind of give away that we're here.
What are you thinking?
I think if we set this off, then they already know.
Quite possible. The book that we were given when we went to the other place.
The Dream Realm thing, right?
Right. I was recapping some of the spells that are available for use from the book, and one of them is Shatter, which I imagine should be able to clear this pretty well.
I can do that.
But this won't use spell slots.
Maybe.
Sorry,
if you
this won't use your magic.
If your energies.
If we chuck two of them at the same time, we might have a higher chance of actually clearing this crap out, or at least loosen it.
I'm inclined to go with what the magically inclined people here say. So, what say you, magic casters?
It's kind of obvious that Demi's just closing her eyes and ignoring y'all. Like, she's phasing out what the hell is going on here. But Elise says, well, if nothing else, if we cast shadows, we might be able to at least make the bigger rocks smaller so we can dig them out quicker. And I have a feeling he already knows we're coming.
Okay, then.
He already has three of us, so he knows we're coming.
That's valid. Demi, cover your ears.
Very sleepily, she like lifts her hands up to cover her ears.
Laughing takes out the book, flips to page number whatever the fuck. And I imagine, like, for Flair, he just kind of holds the book out in front of him and then, like, slams a hand onto the pages of the book.
Do I need to cover my ears, too?
And then there's just a loud boom. Do I need to cover my... boom!
Boom. It's very strange to you because you've not seen Elise's magic in print before. You've not, like, seen how it's written down or any of the runes. But strangely enough, the kind of images and the kind of glyphs and runes and hand moments that are described next to Rowena's version of Shatter is the same body movements that Elise has, except Elise has very little words to go with her. And as you both finish casting the spell, one from the book and one from her magical resources, there is... a huge explosion, and it rocks all of you to your core.
It rocks us all to the core.
Funny. As the pair of you cast Shatter, so would you be so kind as to roll 3d8, please?
Oh. Not terrible. I got 13. That's okay.
Not the worst.
I got 2 6s and a 1.
As the pair of you cast Shatter, you both cast it in that very similar area, kind of overlapping one another, and you see the bigger boulders that were kind of blocking your way just shatter into a lot of pieces. You see these pieces just go flying out and everywhere, bouncing off the ceilings, the walls, most of them like skimming almost harmlessly past you, maybe a cut here or there. There is a lot of dust brought up from this, and it is very loud, and it takes a moment or two for any of you to really regain your hearing. But you have turned this into a much more manageable way of getting out. Still requires some digging, but this is something you can very more easily get your way through now. Helsif says something very quickly to Damaz, and Damaz translates for her and says,
your bloodiness, she says that she can help us if we want to just dig our way through.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You see, like, Helsif, like, nod in your general direction, and she kind of, like, rolls her shoulders out and just basically just goes into it and just grabs armfuls of it. Can you make a strength check at advantage, please? This will determine how quickly you'll get through this.
Aye, the muscles.
Can I learn Shatter?
Yes. If you want to, sure. You've seen it performed.
Yeah, I have the spell Tongues, but it's semi-useless in the party.
Yeah, yeah.
We have two people.
Just cool. Yep, you can remove Tongues and replace it with... you can basically like do that, like rub out the magical rune, the things that you've drawn in your arm, and you can replace that with Shatter, no problem.
Wait, Scosh, I thought those were permanent tattoos. What the fuck?
No.
His magic shifts and changes, my friend. Okay, Casey, what did you get?
21.
Between under Zoltana's guidance, Helsif and Damaz helping out, the three of you begin to clear this blockage, and it really doesn't take very long. Like, the three of you are pretty strong. And with each of you helping each other out to, like, lift the larger of the rock that is, like, blocking this path, you very quickly... make enough room for each of you to at least, you know, clamber over this rubble. It takes you about 10 minutes, so not really a short rest, but you do get like a moment's breathing for everybody else who needs it. You can see that Damaz is sweating profusely. You can see that Helsif, probably not so much. and yeah, you're through. Casey, can I get you to roll a D3, please?
So that's a 1.
Mm. Okay, cool. As you kind of like finally move this last rock and the rest of you are beginning to like scramble into this area, Damaz is the first to like slide out of this area and you see him put his foot down onto the ground. There is a very loud pop and he seems to disappear.
Oh no.
What?
Squash is going to run forward and stop before where Damas disappeared and look for runes and magic.
As you clamp your way after he has disappeared, you look down and you can see that very clearly there is a rune that is fading out.
What rune?
You actually might be fairly familiar with these runes. These are kind of glyphs of warding. And as you look down, you can see kind of this clearest crystal about the size of your hand, sort of where Damas was.
It's glyphs.
I know about glyphs.
Well, I'm not sure what spell was attached to it, but I am assuming teleportation and not invisibility.
Okay. One second. And you hear her like muss around and you hear suddenly like a torch being lit up because she can't see shit. And as she looks down, like this rune has already completely faded. But it is much more obvious to see like the small crystal that is sitting on the floor now.
Okay.
Hi.
New rule.
Yeah.
Every time we enter a new room, someone has to use dispel magic.
Well, we kind of need to see what we're dealing with first.
Detect magic, yes.
I don't think you're wrong. That's a smart idea. I think we need to be a little bit more magically... I think we need to be a little bit more magically focused and be aware that Dacian is a smart person and there'll be physical things to stop us and clearly there'll be magical runes. He was very smart on this. He collapsed the ceiling on top of a rune so we couldn't actually see it when we were going through. Okay. All right. Good rule.
And are we all through?
Yeah, you're all through. You see Helsif like bend down and pick up the crystal and like turn it and shift it different ways and... You just hear her say like a bunch of words in Orcish and then a singular word of Damas and just points and holds out the crystal. It looks really tiny in her hand.
Demi, can you translate?
At least Damas is safe because Damas is kind of imprisoned in that crystal right now. And I can undo it, but I can't undo it. Either I have enough magic to get all of you out when things go south, or I have enough magic to get him free. And I don't think that getting him free is a smart idea because we kind of need to be able to all get out of here. Because if Dejin kills us all because I brought my brother back, that'll be the shittest thing in the world. But that's your choice. That's my choice.
I keep failing concepts today.
You do.
It's not a good thing.
There's some bad con rolls, my friend.
I'm going to ask a very peculiar question then, since this is very clearly a magical trap of some sort that Damas seems to have fallen prey to. Is there anything stopping Zoltana from just using Cal and breaking that shit into pieces and letting him out?
So there are kind of two specific ways of undoing this kind of spell.
Okay.
There is a specific set of circumstances in which this will break on its own. Like, I don't know, the stars aligning in a certain way, somebody saying the word Steve, saying like, people's names near it or something like that. There's a specific set of circumstances that will break or stop this. Or I can cast a very high level dispel magic on it. That's it. They're the two options.
Okay, so no breaking it with a sword. All right, got it.
No. Although I'd be very interested to see what Calamon would do to this, though.
We can try.
Immovable force. Unstoppable force, that's the one.
Movable object, yes. If you'd like to try, we can do it. I mean, I'd rather have a capable fighter on our hands than not.
Yeah. Sure.
It's your brother. You tell us.
She translates into Orcish for Helsif, who just like puts it on the floor, like maybe a foot away from Zoltana. If you wish to attack the crystal, it's just a basic weapon attack and we'll go from there.
But there's like a chance it won't work, right?
Let's put it like this. It will neither hurt you, nor Kalinmore, nor Damas if you don't manage to do this, but there is singly one way in which you could crack this crystal and free him.
Let's try it.
Come on.
So just roll my attack.
Can I help?
Yeah, just one basic weapon attack. Sure. How do you want to help?
So because it's a crystal, and I know crystals tend to be a little bit multifaceted and really fucking weird, Laffian's just going to have, like, his mystic hand appear and try to hold the crystal, like, very still in place with, like, a flat surface aimed toward the sword.
Yep. I will take that. I will take that, so you can do that at advantage.
Well, guess what? Yes! I rolled a fucking 32!
You used cowl, and now the soul goes in the sword. Casey!
No!
Casey, what have you done?
Cal is literally the only sword I have!
This is my beautiful way of getting Damas out of the fucking scene!
With no final words.
Casey, I can't see you, but high five!
Yeah, everyone's sending you high fives. That was truly spectacular. Zoltana, as you lift your sword up and you smash it down, which, by the way, if you all hadn't figured out, Zoltana got a crit. So as you smash it down, you feel Kalimorn's force just erupt through the sword as it casts Destruction Wave? No, that's what it's
Thunder
called.
Wave.
Thunder Wave. As it casts Thunder Wave additionally into this crystal, and there's something about that mixed of, like, your rage and it being who it is and being Kalimorn, the crystal just breaks and you just see Damez laying out flat on the ground just like, what am I doing here?
Who's your god?
He just puts one thumb up and then points at you.
You're goddamn right I
Fuck
am.
Fuck yeah.
I have never been so happy to take a gamble in my life.
Very cool. I hate it. I love it.
Zoltana, did you just smack a warding spell apart? That shouldn't work.
Sure fucking did.
I understand magic less the more I learn about it.
How many times do I have to tell you guys, the brain isn't the biggest muscle. Muscles are the biggest muscles.
Your heart is the biggest muscle?
Nope, muscles are the biggest muscles, and I got them in fucking woods. And then she flexes.
I'm just going to throw it out there that I would say I was flexing my own muscles. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Good job, Zoltana. You did good. Very good.
I'm just going to say, though, the first hit was the crit, not the second one. So the original... I'm joking.
No! Quiet!
It all helps. It all helps.
It was my idea. My idea.
Indeed. Okay, so Damas just kind of gets up and then just immediately drops to one knee in front of you. And you can hear him very quietly, and you also hear it in the back of your mind, very quietly, like, begin to pray to you of basically, thank you not letting me be stuck in a crystal, because this fight is his and he wants it. So, yeah, that's... Holy shit, dude.
I am a fucking god.
Now, that... That better
that is
be
the only time it's not arrogant to say that.
They better put this very in one true. Of your Bart songs.
Elise is in the back, like,
oh,
furiously
yeah.
writing
Elise
shit.
Is already, like, scribbling, like, paper flying everywhere, like, Mage Hand working on extra scrolls and shit. You're like, her eyes are lit up.
Dajin cast a spell. Zoltana hit it apart. Struck it apart.
With muscles. Yeah. With muscles.
Wait, muscles are the biggest muscles. Brain. What rhymes with brain?
The best. Oh, blimey. Okay. After a few moments of rejoicing, hugging, and like high fives and renewed fealty, you continue along your path. Demi puts out the torch. Although Dacian knows you're coming, there's no point, like, 100% to advertise it. And they continue walking along.
So, Squash is going to activate Detect Magic.
Okay.
And walk side by side with Zoltana at the front to scout for other glyphs of bullshit.
Okay, in that case, I require each of you to please make an investigation check.
All right.
Each of who?
The two in the front.
Okay.
Our Lord and Savior, Zoltana, and Squash.
Lord of the Doors.
Investigation. All right. I was at 23.
Lord of the doors, breaker of crystals.
Lord of wards.
The worst. Casey?
Appropriately a 4, because I apparently don't notice shit at all.
That's okay. You use the muscles.
Eyes aren't muscles. I refuse to exercise them.
Squash, on a 23, as you begin to make your way further down this corridor, which is now getting a little bit smaller, it's not like noticeably, but it is getting smaller. It seems to be evening out as well, so being less of an incline, more of a flat is what you're coming to. You see, probably moments before you and Zoltarin are about to step foot on it, you see there is another rune written on the ground, but this is a different type of rune. This isn't a glyph of warding that you're used to seeing. This is a different kind of glyph. This just screams pyromancy at you.
Sultana, watch out. There's another one. Can you see the crystal over there? And Squash points at it without putting his hand above it.
Rune.
There's not a crystal embedded in this one too. Oh, sorry.
No, there wasn't a crystal embedded for the previous one. That's what Dama's turned into.
Oh. Sorry, my assumption was that the crystal was the prize to make a glyph. Sorry.
No, not at all.
Sultana, can you see that rune here? And Squash tries to point it out.
Do I see it now?
Yeah.
All right, let's walk around this one. Let's not fall for this one. This is a feather in our cap, because Daejin would most likely assume we would prep over this, so he's going to wait for a big loud kaboom to let him know when we're getting closer. So if we stay vigilant, we might actually be able to get a slight drop on him, while not completely surprised.
V, how wide is the tunnel?
About 25 feet.
And this is dead center in the middle of it?
We can walk around.
Done my maths right. Yeah, I think it's a 20-foot diameter, right?
There's a very small margin that we could get by this. We would have to be very careful. As far as I understand, the range of activation for these is a sizable distance.
Oh.
It doesn't need to be a, like, you trip on it with your foot.
Then let me take the lead here, and Squash is gonna survey the walls on the perimeter of the rune.
Mm-hmm.
With the assumption that there's probably some shenanigans there, like a rune of pushing.
As you kind of look at the walls with your nice new detect magic eyes, on the left-hand wall, there is a duplicate symbol.
Fucking knew it. I've played that stupid dungeon diving module where every trap is two or three faces.
How about the right wall, the ceiling? Check those. Yeah.
There is nothing on the ceiling, nothing on the right-hand wall.
All right, Squash,
if you were
gonna
to skirt around this, the right-hand side will be your best, but it is only a 2.5-foot wide gap. I have tape measure. I actually know how big that is now.
What were you measuring?
So you have a 2.5-foot gap on your right-hand side as you go in. So you could all very easily make it through there. Might be a little dicey for some of your bigger companions, but they can cross that bridge when they come to it.
Squash is going to go first, and he's going to, like, move pebbles and rubble and shit out of the way to try to make it easier and more comfortable for our bigger companions.
Okay.
Make sure there's no tripwires or anything, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm running with your natural perception on, like, tripwires and, like, obvious traps. He wouldn't be so mundane anyway. You manage to do that and move that stuff around. Your companions absolutely make it around, being that you caught which side of the trap you should not be walking on. You manage to sneak your way past this explosive rune. Demi has her hand on Damas's kind of, like, shoulder area. She's going in just, like, in the dark, just believing and hoping she's not going to explode, from anything other than normal magic. All right, there we go. Everybody is through.
That reminds me.
The pathway, yeah?
Just as a preface, now that you mention exploding, Laughing does make sure he has his mastery of fire focus. just in case. Fire resistance might be useful.
Might come up.
Might be. Yep.
Not making that mistake again.
The pathway does a very steep right-hand turn. And as Zoltana and Squash, who I'm assuming are still in the lead, as you turn the corner, probably about 35 feet ahead of you, you see a dwarf wearing very dark blue robes. They have very long brown hair. And as you turn the corner, they throw their hands forward and they cast Cloud of Daggers.
Oh.
I need the two of you to please make a... Oh, you don't. My bad.
There is no saving throw for this.
There is no saving throw for this. No, I'm sorry. As I throw their hand forward and cast this, these very tiny little metal daggers appear and just spin very quickly.
Oh, fuck off.
Catching the pair of you. Huh?
Cloud of knives or something.
Yeah.
Cloud of daggers, yeah.
Yeah. Knives.
Yeah. Knives.
That's not a knife.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife.
Oh, it's a cloud of spoons, I tells you.
I'm going to use that.
The shame of being killed by a cloud of sporks. That one. And the pair of you take 22 slashing damage.
That's
an upcast.
Fuck all of that.
That's a big upcast.
And as they throw that, they turn around and jump through what looks like a portal. This corridor has gotten much, much, much narrower. This is like a normal sized corridor. Maybe two people abreast could get through here. At the end of this corridor, you see there is this shimmering portal which is shifting between hues of green and yellow. And what you notice is that when it is green, you see something different to when it is yellow. But this person has jumps through.
Damn it, Daichin. How did you know our worst enemy is doors? That's why we have you.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
You are like the ultimate anti-door.
I am the lord of doors.
All doors shall be open before Zoltana. Fuck this.
Is there a thing past the portal? Like, does the tunnel continue?
What you see when you are looking through yellow, I'm just going to give you the basic description if anyone wants to investigate further just by seeing 20 foot away into a portal which is shimmering different colours. You'll have to do separate checks for that. When it is yellow, you see a large hewn room. You can very easily see that in this yellow version, you can see Daichin and you can see a paladin who is about 6 feet tall, wearing heavy armour. You can see this fairly small either halfling or gnome, and they are wearing virtually no armor at all. Directly ahead of you, you can see this brightly glowing rune directly ahead of you on the wall. Laying down and to the left at the far side, you can see that there is a man who has been tied and bound. You don't recognize him instantly. You can see there is an altar at the opposite end. When the room is green, you can see that there are two people dressed in robes, holding hands, looking at each other. You can see there is a magical force that is glowing around them. You can see things floating. You can see the dust and the shapes in the air creating different rooms and particles. You can see... Actually, you wouldn't see that from where you are. You can see that there is a kind of fairly short person wearing armor just casually leaning on their sword. In the same green room, you can see that there is the shape of Claws who is just laying on the ground, not moving at all. That's all that you can really see just from this faraway glance.
And we still have to get past the cloud of sporks.
Does it last?
Oh yeah. It's a 1 minute concentration spell.
Fokker's just holding it on there? Well, at least Squash...
Why wouldn't he? He's already cast it, man.
Squash the Sultan at least going to move through it because we're allowed to do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so long as you don't start or end your turn in there, you shouldn't take any more damage. Yeah. But the others will have to pass through it, or you'd have to find a way to stop that guy concentrating.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
The portal Is it in any way physical or is it completely magical?
It's completely magical.
What is behind the portal?
What is behind the portal is, depending if it's green, one type, it's yellow, it's a different type. That's what you were seeing.
So does the portal completely obscure the entire hallway behind it?
So the entire hallway, like that, like if you were to like put a slice across that's the portal.
Okay, sorry.
When you are looking through the portal, behind it you see room yellow or room green, depending on what color the portal is.
I was imagining town portal from Diablo, like this small little cylinder thing in the middle of the room.
No.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I mean, if the spell only lasts a minute, we can just wait for that to go away. But I feel like they're delaying for something.
Squash is going to find himself a sneaky spot while we wait for the clouds to drop. And if anybody's dumb enough to come through the portal, they're getting a fucking arrow to the back of their head.
All right, you can go along the hidden. That's fine. You're hid.
Which did the guy go through? The dwarf?
It would appear that he...
I think he went through
went
green.
Through. Oh, I have to make sure I get this right. He went through into the green.
Is the green the Dachshund or the duo?
Orange. Orange
The
is
green
Dachshund.
Is the duo. Yeah. Yellow is Dachshund.
Yellow, sorry.
Nice.
Magic is scary.
I feel like I don't trust any of this, though.
Yeah, no fucking shit. Wow. Understatement.
meaning I don't think that either portal is actually the correct answer. I feel like
thing I said when I opened up this, because we detected Dachshund down here. Why would we need to teleport again? We don't.
Right.
We detected him here from the surface and came down here with our fucking legs.
If this is a trap, what's the solution? I guess is the question I ask.
We would need to get rid of the portal then and go past it if there's a physical entrance beyond. I can scout ahead. I have a way to do it.
Okay.
And it would let me do it for about 10 minutes or so.
Might be worth it. Before you do, I think my intuition is that right now this is as clear as it gets. These are the paths forward to green and yellow. And I think the green is the runes and the yellow is Dachshund. I think right now we're being given an option, intentionally or unintentionally. It's asking us, did we come down here to remove the veil that's keeping us apart from the sentinels? Or did we come here for vengeance?
That's going to be a difficult question, depending who you ask.
I think we need to ask ourselves, what can we do right now when we cross this? And Raul kind of looks at you, about to spend more points. He looks at himself, who has been melting this whole trip down here, slowly but surely. About a third of his life is gone.
My scouting would take no points, I will say that. It's just a once a day.
You can share with me what you saw, right? When you use your little scouty thing?
I mean, I could try. I mean, I have minor illusions, so it's not like I couldn't show you what I see.
It's just that I think I can see a rune in one of those, but I can't see it very clearly because of all the haze and stuff that's here. I think if we can get a better look at those, we might have a better idea of what we're dealing with. I think we're working on a lot of assumptions right now because we're seeing a scary portal, and don't get that it's pretty scary, but we don't exactly know what he's doing with it, and I think maybe if we can get a better idea of what we're facing, we'd be better prepared.
To be clear, I'm not planning on going through the portal. I'm going to go through the rock around it and see if there's something physical behind it. Because I think that this portal itself might be a trap. Because if I was trying to throw somebody off, I would make a very clear open doorway that's going, hey, step into one of these two, when Dachshund, for all we know, he could be standing right behind that portal and laughing his ass off without us hearing it.
I think he'd let us know. Like, he'd be laughing us. I feel like he'd probably let us know. Okay, well,
This is the least intensive method we have right now to try and figure something out, so maybe we should try that. I don't think we should just jump in there. You're right.
More information we have, the better. I will try to be as quick as I can. And with that, Laffian is going to close his eyes and focus.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to take on his spectral form. So I imagine that his entire body begins to kind of shift and vibrate and starts to become kind of translucent.
Mm-hmm.
And he just starts walking towards the wall. And when it looks like he's going to collide with it, he just passes through it.
Could you link that to me, please?
Sure. So I figure in order to kind of pass around the walls and everything without issue would basically be me going into the wall, coming out behind the daggers.
You're basically, your plan is to put, daggers are gone. Basically, your plan is to like cut like a like an angle past it, so you enter on our side just before the portal and try and pass out the other side and round on the other side of the portal.
Correct.
Okay, I need to just roll a d2.
Oh, fuck. I think I'm going to die, guys. It was nice knowing you.
You can't die in your spectral form.
I can. I just have resistance to everything.
Oh, okay, sweet. Then you have like a lot of bludgeoning damage. No, I'm joking.
One.
As you phase through the wall, you realize that this portal just extends all the way around like it's a big-ass bubble. And you step into the yellow part of this room. You can see it much clearer now. Directly ahead of you, let's call it north, you see there is a big rune, and it seems to be glowing this kind of red colour. To the east, you see there is another bigger rune on the wall, and that seems to be glowing a kind of bluish colour. And they are both those symbols, those runes that Marnak sent to you in your vision of him sharing that information. Whilst you're in here, you notice that Dacian is messing around at the altar, which is kind of off and to the right. And you can see that there's some things on there that he is messing with. There is a large crystal that seems to be shifting between yellow and green. You also see that on this having floating around, I'm going to go with the fact you're kind of invisible just for this bit because it's just easier to explain. You notice that also on this altar, the things he's messing with, you can see that there is something you recognize. The shards left over from Savras's body. You notice that it is Carson that is tied up and bound on the floor. You see that there is a like an entranceway that goes off to the far left and back. This is the round-ish room that you find yourself in.
Can I step backwards?
Yep. You come back through and you find your companions as they are. Looking forward, the portal is still shifting colours for you.
Can I make one point?
Huh.
Yeah.
Dacian does not mess around with things. He sinisterly plots at the altar. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. He is sinisterly plotting with these shards of Savras, this yellow and green crystal making unique sounds and waving his hands in scary patterns. Is that better?
Thank you. Thank you. No, no.
I'm
like,
sorry. Continue.
Dacian, when he's bored, doesn't dick about. He plots.
He schemes.
There is scheming happening.
Sorry.
Laffian, as soon as he comes back through, he's going to maintain the spectral form because it lasts for like 10 minutes anyways. He turns around and has like a look on his face of like, ugh, and then just like holds his hand out and starts minor illusioning in front of everybody and is like trying to do as much of what he saw as possible and is like explaining it like, so there's an altar, there was Dacian standing in front of it, Carson was tied up, there's the crystals of Savras, which was very weird, there were runes, the runes that Marnak told us about, so that's in there, Dacian's in there, but wait a minute, didn't we see Dacian was through the other color?
Dacian is through the yellow.
Oh, okay.
You went through the yellow room.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, wasn't the green the one that there was a tied up person?
Nope.
No. Okay. No,
the green had a couple holding hands and a short person leaning on a giant sword.
And claws.
And claws.
Right, okay. Dead claws, air quotes.
Dead claws, air quotes. The claws is dead, but... We don't hold that against
her. That's mean. Undead.
Okay, she's undead, but we don't hold that against her.
Otherwise, she would be re-dead.
Well, she might be re-dead now.
No.
really dead.
Most sincerely dead.
Damaz kind of gets like a furrowed brow and he says, so the yellow room is real?
The yellow one is definitely real. Everything I saw seemed very much real. I can't get around this portal because it seems to be more of a bubble, not really a portal.
Pfft, stole our ideas.
What?
You guys put him in a bubble, right?
Oh, I see. So
Yeah. I mean, I do like the symmetry in storytelling, actually. Hmm. And then, like, you see Elise, like, begins to note down very quickly in her journal.
Did you just compliment yourself?
I did. I did. Very
amazing.
Yeah, I did.
She puts a sticker for herself in her book.
Like a little gold star. I finally did it. I complimented myself.
The fourth wall is gone.
There were two runes in there, right?
Right.
Lafian? Okay, so we need to destroy five or four? Four.
Four.
So I guess there's... I guess he's created a realm where the runes exist in different places at the same time, I guess. So there's two of them in yellow and two of them in green.
Oh.
He figured out how to make mini planes.
I had a thought, before we do anything. Hey, Rol?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay calm. Yeah.
I have a small job for you, Rol, if you could just to keep you focused. Can you, on the wall here...
On a scale from 1 to 10.
On a scale from 1 to 10, it's a very easy job, like a 2.
Okay, maybe. What?
I need you to use your acid and just in the wall here, just etch in for when Emil catches up that Dachin is in the yellow one. Because if we go through and we don't tell Emil, and then he shows up and goes, which one do I go through? And like Laughing's trying to do his best impression of Emil's voice. At least he should be able to see the etching upon the wall, and then he can come and, you know, do his thing.
Okay, I can...
Because I'm assuming that ascending's probably not going to work if teleportation's not working either.
Demi?
Yeah?
You've been playing around with planes a lot. You've been plotting.
Scheming?
Yeah, scheming. Scheming is definitely more... Yes, what?
Is there any way to make sure... that those planes are separate. Knowing Dachin, he has found a way to phase through those planes. And whichever side we choose, he's going to ambush us on. Is there any way to make sure that it's solid?
You got to keep them separated.
Well, okay, well, here's the thing. Making mini planes like this, it's not theoretically possible. The only people who can really make planes are the gods, like hence why all of our things go into the stalking when we want to make, you know, a little extra thing because the stalking is a bunch of extra room. In theory, this shouldn't be able to be done. So I'd be very interested to see what he did to hold this. This has got to be very unstable magics. Like they're very, this is like using first castings of any sort of magic is always going to be mildly chaotic. So there's probably something there which is very, very, very powerful that I think maybe if we destroy it, we may have a better chance of putting both of these planes back in our plane of existence.
The shards of Savaris?
They wouldn't be powerful enough on their own.
He was faffing about with something at the altar as well. Perhaps he has something. I mean, he's part of a being greater than a god, so I feel like god tier magic.
You mentioned a crystal? A yellow and a green crystal?
Right. Yes. Right.
She kind of like shrugs her shoulders like, hey. I think that's probably more to do with that than Severus.
Do we want me to step through the green real quick and see if I can scout that out?
Yes.
You saw,
don't get busted, but yes.
You saw Carson? From Carson's?
Yes,
the magic
right,
store?
That, yeah. Yes, that, I know. It's very, yeah.
Wait, the real Carson, like the Carson of Carson's is here.
Right, Carson of Carson's, not Zarson's or whatever it is.
Darson.
No, I don't remember what the Kino equivalent one was.
As soon as you say Carson, Halsey would be like, Sarsons.
No.
Carson's.
Go into the green room and think about what you've done, Dajin. No, Lapian. fucking hell.
Also, while we're at it, I want to experiment with something. Lapian just really quick pulls out a piece of rope and just, like, hands one end to Halsif.
Okay.
I don't know.
She takes it. Looks a bit confused.
Just, like, Lapian, like, makes sure that, like, she has, like, a solid grip on that shit.
Yeah, sure.
And he goes through the green portal.
Oh.
I need you to roll a d2.
You ain't got a choice, boy.
One? Again? Did I go back?
Back in the yellow.
No!
And the rope cuts the moment that you pass it.
That answers that question. Okay, he goes right back through. Okay, never mind. This is going to get annoying, but I have 10 minutes worth of this. 9 minutes at this point from talking.
Okay. In that case, yes, back and forth until eventually you hit green. Inside the green room, you notice that there are the two people wearing robes who are communicating. You notice that there is that kind of the person who's like leaning on their sword. You can see the person that the other two described as the person who cast the cloud of daggers in your general direction is now leaning back against the wall. Their hood is back, and you can see that their hair is like very mottled and green and full of vines. You can see their face is much more protruded in front, like it has a snout, and you can see its fingers are very long and have talons on them. You notice that as you kind of go in and look to your right, in the south direction there is a big red rune. In the west direction there is a big blue rune. You can also see an altar in a mirror position of the one that is in the yellow room. You see that there is Claws, who is laying on the ground, not moving whatsoever. You can see that the fighter who came from the lodge with you is dead and in a pool of their own blood. You don't see any sign of Tuck. You can also see that there is one other singular exit off to the right-hand side. On the altar, you would notice that there is a kind of what looks like an onyx plate. And on it, you can see that there is a vial of very familiar goddess in training blood.
Mmm. Oops.
Whoopsie doodle.
We brought you more.
Fresh from the tap.
Wait, who did I give the blood to that time? I can't remember.
One of the Carsons.
Fuck.
He is in the other room, tied up and bound.
Okay. Great. Laughing goes back through and has a look on his face of like, uh-oh. And he starts minor illusioning and explaining what he just saw to everybody and is like looking at Zoltana like,
What?
Okay. I didn't see any crystals on that side.
God damn it. I keep failing con saves all day.
Stop it!
I haven't rolled a single one of them that's passed.
Oh, no. Oh. Damaz is going to reach out and he's going to cast Lay on Hands for like 30 points.
30? Damn.
That's a lot. Okay.
Yep. He's just going big or go home. He can't have Ral dying in the middle of this goddamn fight.
Ral can't die!
Yeah, I know, but that's not the point.
At this rate, we...
He might kill himself.
Yeah. Only me can beat me. Oh, I did have 17 temp hit points I should have burned through.
Yes, you do. We do all have temp HP from my Whatchamahooza.
Okay. So yes. I will say Rawl has burnt through that, and he only needed after that. I mean, 30 gets him almost to full. He doesn't need that many if he takes the 17 temp hit points out, so. He might not need that
all
big
right,
of a spell.
Just whatever you need is what he will give you. Like, he would want you to have, like, be as full. He's going to pump you full of healing until you stop healing. So how much healing do you need?
That might be a little bit less. So probably only, like, 15 or so.
Okay, then he'll give you 15. Yeah,
my math is bad, but that'll at least for sure cover it.
Yeah, that's fine. He'll give you that, and then we'll call that quits. He just kind of smacks you on the back. No, he wouldn't. He kind of very gently like puts a hand on your back and just kind of like rubs just around your neck area, and you just feel this ragey energy coming from his hands, and you feel like the area around your chest begin to lighten up, and you feel like the pain and the lower part of your jaw just begin to lessen down as they kind of flash black and red, the colors of her bloodiness itself. There you go.
Thank you. He gives him like a pat on the shoulder. And you can tell he kind of wants to give him a hug, but just because he's so uncomfortable.
Nah, he's a hugger. He already told me that. So like he reaches around and like gives you a good arm squeeze.
Yeah, he can tell Ra's kind of needing a moment.
Go on, mate. We'll go through this. Elise looks at you, Laffian, and she says, Tuck, did you see him?
I didn't see him anywhere. Which I take to be a good thing personally, but...
Well, I know he's not dead. I would know if he was dead. He's not dead.
He's very fast and he's very sneaky when he needs to be. I'm sure he probably dipped out the moment he could. Now,
yeah.
The things that I'm curious about is there were exits, there were tunnels for both portals that seemed to wind around somewhere. I'm curious if perhaps we can get to those, if maybe those have a way through the portal instead some way. That's one option. The other that I can think of is if we go into the one portal together and focus our efforts on trying to break those two crystals, if we can just unite both into one and deal with everything at once then. The other option, and I don't like this one as much, is if we split up and one group go deal with holding off Dachin and breaking the crystals while the others go and deal with the other people. But I'm not as big a fan of that one.
Well, alternative is that we just go in and destroy the runes and fuck off. I mean, it's not as bloody and it's not as fun, but so far as I understand it, some of you got to make out of this, right?
Ra's going to try to reach in the stocking and get those potions, but I think that's going to be difficult.
Yes! It's going to be difficult, Neil. It's going to be difficult. Yeah. It's not impossible, but it is difficult.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, make your... I think it's persuasion is what we've deemed this to be.
I don't know what it is, but okay. Oh, 13.
Alas, not. Dama says, so... Potions, anyone? I've got one. Not big, not clever.
I've got one.
I tried to get those out of the stocking and I couldn't.
You'll better that next time, mate.
Laffian.
Yes?
From what I could see, you had very little control over which side you went to.
It was very difficult. It took me a few tries, yes. We may end up getting split.
I don't think we have a choice. I think the dice is going to roll and they'll lay where they land.
Can we back out through if we go the wrong one?
Whoever ends up on the yellow side, on Dachin's side, needs to smash the crystal. I think that will fuse it. That will unite them.
I agree. That's my... thought. I don't think it's going to be easy to break, but I think that might be it. Or we need to cast a very high dispel of magic on it, and that might trigger some booby track effects, maybe. But I think you're right on that.
So, I think right now what we can do is we can run in there and do as much damage as we can. If we don't manage to break the crystal in the first 20 seconds of this fight, we need to back out. We need to get the fuck out of there.
We have to get the runes down.
Yeah.
If we bring both...
We have to get them down.
If we bring both together, if we can break the crystals, then all four will be in the same room.
Yeah.
Correct. But if that breaking that crystal is harder than we thought, then we've just wasted time when we should be focusing on bringing down the veil and getting us some, you know, godlike help. I am pretty sure that there are some very pissed off gods looking for a bunch of us.
And godly reinforcements would be helpful.
Yes. And... if we fail, at least we've gotten the runes down. At least nobody else is fucked.
If I end up on the yellow side, I should be able to get up to the altar without Dayton realizing. And I am pretty sure, and he looks at like the, like kind of close to his upper right hand elbow where there are a couple of runes. Pretty sure I got the shatter spell down. If I end up on yellow. Otherwise, I have a couple of dispel magics in the bag, so I should be able to take out at least a rune.
From the complexity of what Laffian showed us, I think they're going to be very tough to break.
Never underestimate a halfling. We're scrappy.
I know.
Among other things, but that's besides the point.
Quite lucky.
You see that as you're beginning to talk, like Demi's kind of like beginning to scratch something in the dirt and the ground below, but she lets you guys continue talking.
Well, is there any way that we could maybe try control which one we go in through?
Laughing.
I mean, you two are pretty fast, and he indicates Raoul and Squash.
You think it's speed?
He shrugs. Seems to be blinking. I've heard about those, what do you call it? Portals that flash colours and stuff.
I have plenty of experience
with those.
Sometimes
you're able to jump through it. Well, there you go then. Maybe it's like that.
But if we control where we go, the rest of you, less so.
Can always give it a shot.
Everybody go for yellow.
We have to try.
Yellow. And Helsif like points at the one that like goes yellow and then just keeps pointing it every time it goes yellow. That's like a question.
Squash looks at Damas like yellow and orcish.
Gil.
Good. All right.
Close. Gil. Even though I nailed it.
All right.
All right then.
All right, yellow.
Damas like pulls out his sword and just like rests it casually across his shoulders, like, yeah, he's clearly ready. He doesn't look happy, but he's ready.
Elise, you didn't happen to have anything that can help us during this fight? Something you want to throw before we start?
So the runes, I guess we need magic users to do, but if I remember correctly, I think some runes can be destroyed by shattering the area underneath them, so you actually physically break it. So I think, I guess maybe decide who's going to focus on those, and then I can maybe give you some magical guidance, inspiration. Like, rah, 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 break that stone, rah, 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 magic be gone, like something like that.
And whomever wants Elise's bardic inspiration, just say now, and you are inspired by that. Just like, that's it's as much motivation as anyone can muster in this moment.
Yeah. All right.
She has two, so whomever wants those,
I'll take one, please.
I will take one.
Perfect. There's Squash and Sultana. You have Elise's half-hearted, like, give it a go attitude. There is nothing flashy about it. You just feel her straight up conjuring that magic and you just take it straight out of the air. Her inspiration is a D6. Hang on, let me check. Because this might be clutch, so I need to make sure I check this right.
Yeah.
It's a D8. So you each have a D8 right. Inspiration die.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, then. If there is anything fun or witty you want to speak to each other about, I'd suggest you do it now. Because if not, folks are about to walk through. Helsif just takes a deep breath, smacks a hand on the back of Damas' shoulder. Gives a nod of respect to Zoltana, and she jumps through the portal. She is aiming for yellow. I have to check the DC. Give me a second. Helsif!
I'm considering, should I enlarge in Helsif? Make her even a bigger target?
That is
is entirely your choice.
As a proponent of chaos, I would say yes.
I have a question.
Yes, you have a question. Go ahead.
If I... Well, this is gross. How have I not asked this before yet? If I throw up in someone's magic fancy bag, can they just, like, dump it upside down and, like, use my acid? Can I give someone a little bit of that, my acid?
You could give someone, like, a bag of acid,
turning their magic fancy bag into a barf bag for a brief minute?
The problem is when you...
Yes.
The problem is when you empty it out, everything comes out. It's not just one item.
Can turn it upside down and say acid, though, right?
No.
Yeah.
Not according
I'd
to
say
the
you could
written
fuck
of
this.
The... Yeah.
We have. It's literally never come up. So yes, it's a dumb and stupid and awful idea. So because I think when you turn it upside down, you say empty, and then everything falls out. I'm fine with that. Okay, as far as you can see, when the portal changes yellow, Helsif is standing on the other side, and when it is green, she is not.
Yep. Like, I am assuming when Helsif makes a move to move, the rest of us are all doing the same.
Okay, I barf in someone's bag, and then I go.
You're not barfing in my bag.
Great. Just fucking gross. Okay, with that, I need all of you to please make acrobatics checks if you're trying to intentionally go through on yellow.
Yeah, I am. So, oh, okay.
Oh, damn, boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn, boys. No, this is the same thing that happened last time. Do not give me a natural 20 to open up with and then I don't hit a single fucking shot after that.
Please continue this. We need more proof that Squash is evil by him never being able to hit Daichin. So please continue with this. Laffian, you make it through to the yellow side.
Whew.
Ral, you make it through to the yellow side.
Woo.
Squash, you make it through to the yellow side on your natural 20.
Wow.
Sultana, unfortunately you didn't, so I need you to roll a d2, please.
Uh-huh. One.
You made it through to the yellow side. All right.
I was like, I'm going to end up in the other one, and I'm just going to be standing, like, staring around like, hey, guys.
I'm just going to be super upset if everyone actually makes it in on the yellow side. I'll be more upset if, like, one random NPC makes it in on the green side. Like, well, this didn't make my workload any easier, did it? All right. Come on, Damaz character sheet. Damaz did not make it through of sheer will, so he has to roll.
Oof.
Fuck's sake. Damaz makes it on through the yellow side. Come on, someone's got to fuck up here soon, right?
No.
Come on through to the yellow side.
Someone's got to fuck this up, right?
No.
All right, so who do we have left?
Demi. And the ranger.
And Elise. She got a natural 20, but technically she doesn't have enough alone to choose. So I don't know why. I forgot she had like one fucking...
Oh, it's a high-ass roll.
It's 23.
Oh, no!
She's through on yellow.
Wow.
It was all yellow.
Not anymore, buddy. Not anymore.
Well, we have episode name now.
I think we've used break on through to the other side already. We used it when...
And the door was yellow.
Nobody ever expects
made it through to the other side.
We all died.
From pun damage.
I see a red door and I want it painted yellow.
Great. The worst. The fucking worst.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Well, wish us luck, I guess. If you'd like to wish us luck or leave your support, you can become a patron of the show. That helps us out a whole lot. You'll find right now that if you go to patreon.com/tldpod, it will redirect you to patreon.com/blighthouse, which is where our new kind of Patreon is going to be. So either way you find us, thank you so much to those of you who already support the show. It means a whole lot to us. Patrons like Courtney Paul, Richard Wright, Sarah Brander, and Deborah Kennedy. Your support goes a long way to making sure that we can make this show as well as try to expand and make other things. So thank you all so much for your support. It really does make this possible for us. It takes a long time, a lot of planning, and a lot of effort from a lot of people to make all of this possible. So to those of you on Patreon who try to show us some appreciation there, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone for listening to the show. We really appreciate you making it this far. It has been quite a while. We have enjoyed the journey so far. So we hope you are enjoying the journey as well, and we will see you all next episode. Bye.
Are there hours of your day yet unfilled by podcasts? Do you want to consume more media? Do you have unharvested personal data you'd like to exchange for entertainment? Then do we have good news for you. Here at the House of Bob Megacorp, our algorithmic engineers have identified that your demographic and economic profile perfectly matches our needs. Our patented neural network generates RPG actual play podcasts in a variety of systems and genres, featuring a rotating cast of truly lifelike players and game masters. All this beamed directly to your RSS client every other week. Still unsure? Consider the testimony from these content consumers.
If you're hearing this, please, I don't have much time before they jam the signal. It's a lie. The neural network, it's made up.
I am your name here. I am Mike. I enjoy listening to the House of Bob. They have many episodes with imaginative storytelling and compelling characters. My favorite series is Cave of Bob because it has cave people. You should give House of Bob a try.
Direct your data hook to hobcast.com or ask your media intake officer about the House of Bob podcast today.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.